aqui suar. The challenge is that you are responding to in the country is poverty, unemployment, and inequality. And the target that we are working towards is the creation of 11 million more jobs by 2030, with 90% of the 11 million more jobs expected to be created in the small, medium, and micro enterprise and cooperative sector. When you translate 90% into figurative form, then get a yearly target of 707,420 jobs per year more. Not the ones that are already there, the ones that have to be created. So we have two important things to do to make sure that the existing small businesses do not close down, they grow, they sustain, and become more financially viable. On the other hand, we are expected to be creating more small businesses and cooperatives and developing them. And how we are expected to do that? We are expected to, the department is expected to sign transversal agreements with other government departments so that they can begin a process of alignment of resources financially and human. Because government has taken a decision that it's not going to borrow more money. It's going to service the current debt and then use the available resources in a much creative manner. Reduce duplication. Reduce the red tape, reduce wastage, and become more productive when in a cold winter. That is what the Minister of Finance said in his budget speech. Then what we are going to do is that we are working with entities such as the that were established before the Department of Small Business Development was established. And they were reporting to other departments, resulting with their strategic plan and their way of thinking being aligned to those departments that they were working under. Now there is a new department that has got a responsibility of developing SMMEs and cooperatives, a mandate into the Department of Finance, meaning that support services designed to develop small businesses and cooperatives fall under that department and had to be aligned to be taking on that department. So our responsibility as a portfolio committee at this stage, because we are in a transition, is to manage that change as a portfolio committee, change management, to ensure that the strategic plan of the entities are aligned to the strategic plan of the department. you are going to be looking at whether the program that are run by the department as well as the entity are programs that are informed by the self-needs of SMMEs and companies. How do we see that? We go out and meet with those people, we also invite. We go out on and oversight and interact with them, we also invite them, like, and we invite people with ideas to come and talk to us because we have identified this gap and this is what we think should be done. And then we look at the problem of the department and the problem of the entity and see whether they also see the same need. So, what we are actually doing at this moment is to have a paradigm shift in terms of thinking, to align the thinking of the human resource in the department and the human resource and the government bodies in the entity to align their thinking with the thinking of the leadership that established the department and the mandate that was given to the department. And where we find that there are missing, there are gaps in terms of alignment, we will then speak to that. Another one is what that was given to this department is the coordination. Of services located in the different departments and the different spheres of government, which are designed to assist SMMEs and cooperatives. Again, for purposes of eliminating duplication and confusing people on the ground. But most importantly, to try and shift from a silo mentality way of doing things and begin to implement what we learned from 2010 when we were preparing for 2010 World Cup. It was different departments and different entities, different spheres of government, but all that we had to deliver within 8 years was a successful 2010. Was a successful 2010. So, that is what we shall be doing. We will adjourn now because Parliament is sitting in process and continuing with this work, but we were given permission to sit once Parliament is sitting. So when we are needed to go to back to the House because the vote is going to take place, we will adjourn. So we have now been informed in that day. We have to adjourn and members have to go back to the House because voting is about to take place. So we will adjourn when we come back to the House.